Okay. Rabban Avram ben Rambam. First. He talked about different levels of Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then, Rabban Avram begins in Midos. We discuss because Midos are necessary for a person. Function of the Torah, to understand Torah, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch. Without midos, you cannot have an honest connection to HaKadosh Baruch. And the first thing he discusses, he says all midos are interconnected one on the other. When talks about midos, what does he mean? The human personality is something we create ourselves. There's no such thing that's given, well, that is my personality, no. That which is given is Bechira Chofshis, human personality that have many tendencies, maybe. But then the Torah tells me, what is the right personality to create? What's the wrong personality to create? Very important. Tshuvas Hagonim at the end of Shabbos. Tshuvas Hagonim, the Gemara at the end of Shabbos says, if you're born under this constellation, you have this teva, born under that constellation, you have this teva, this constellation, it's that teva. But that's as far as goyim go. As far as Jews goes, ain't mazal Yisrael. So they ask a very simple thing. What does that mean? Human beings are the same human beings. Why, if you're born under this constellation, you have a violent personality? If that's what it is, why should a Jew be different? So, basic idea is a very simple idea. The basic idea is, yes, people may be born with certain types of personalities, and for reasons how they grew up or brought up, they may have also tendencies in different directions. But what's the difference between Klal Yisrael and Goyim? HaKadosh Baruch gave us a Torah. The Torah teaches us to lead a very disciplined life. There's food there. A person goes fishing. What is fishing like? You put bait. The fish sees the bait, goes, eats it, and gets caught. The fish doesn't think at all. You see food, you take it. It's an animal. You see food, you take it. You see the food, you do it. You have the drive that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into every aspect of nature for survival. That's how they survive. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite wisdom, gave the non-thinking part of the Bria the drive to those things that it needs to survive. There are certain animals that survive on seeds. So what is their drive to? What is their drive? To eat seeds. Others, vegetables. Cows have a drive to eat grass, because that's how they survive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built that in, knowing that there's no thought there, just the drive, and they satisfy their drive. An animal, that's the teva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Bechira Chavshis. So you can, we feel hunger, but there are a lot of foods out there. We can eat the ones that are good for us. We eat the ones that are bad for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't necessarily only give me a drive to eat those foods that are healthy for me. No, I can eat foods that are good for me. I can eat foods that are bad for me. And it's up to my Bechira Chavshis to choose those which are good for me rather than those which are bad for me. It's on a physical level. But every Jew knows something else. Every Jew knows that before you put anything in your mouth, you have to stop and think. Kosher, not kosher. What bracha do I make on it? There's no immediate reaction. You stop, you think, you evaluate. A Jew is trained in the most minimal way to be on top of himself and in control of himself. The Ravid writes in his Hakdama to Bala Nefesh, very deep idea. There is a mitzvah on every aspect of life. Every aspect of life. Why? Because we have to know every aspect of life that we have is meshubet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We just don't act. Before we go into any aspect of life. Yes, is a motor, is also HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling me how I have to do it. And I'm subject to him. A Jew leads a disciplined life. A Jew who's trained by keeping Torah and mitzvahs, how to act, then is in a position to shape and form his personality. In a way that he shapes and forms it. Because he's in control of himself. The Rambam writes in Shemona Prokim, we are, Bechira Chavshis enables me to be in control of every aspect of my life except that I dream at night. Means I'm born with a certain tendency. So what does the Gemara at the end of Shabbos say? Yeah. Emaz Yisrael. If you're not brought up with a tendency, with a way of controlling your life. And you want to leave your life like an animal, so you're subject to whatever tendencies you were born with. Or you developed Masha Enkin. If you are different, you're in control of life, so not only are you controlling your physical life, you can change your personality. So Rambam writes, a very important machlok between the Rambam and the Ramban. Amidos. I have to act with chesed, or I have to change my personality to become a baal chesed, so it's part of me. Rambam says, no, not enough to do chesed. You have to become part of it. So how do you change yourself? So Rambam has, you do a lot of acts of chesed. You internalize the chesed, so that's part of it. You control your midos, and that becomes who you are. And you integrate that into your personality completely. That is, and you change yourself, and you become that sort of person. The Torah says you were born with tendency A. Well, that's a negative tendency, so you have to make sure to get rid of that and not follow it. Torah tendency B, that's positive. Go develop it. So the Torah is outlined when you wake up one day and you find out. And you find out who you are and what you want to become. There's no, well, that's me. There's no such thing, that's me. That may be me now, but that's not what I have to become. And that's, the Rambam says, before you get into Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you first have to become a certain type of person, change yourself, and then only then can you elevate yourself to the highest level. What has he talked about until now? Talked about there's a minimum everyone has to do. That's the Al Chakishon. That's everyone's chayav to do that, and that's controlling meisim. Now, then he said there's a higher level of Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before I explain to you how that works, Hevi Yodea, Torah told you which meters to develop, and only after you develop the meters can you really move up the ladder. Torah wanted you to become a certain type of person. Once you're that sort of person, on the higher level of an Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the outline of how he's doing. You know, I can think there's a story that happens. Rabbi Yerucham, the Mashgiach of Mir, between the warts, was, besides being an unbelievable personality, was a great genius. And he once went on vacation to Switzerland, was staying in a hotel, and the room next to him was a German philosopher, a German professor of philosophy. And they were talking, and he was telling me this wonderful ethical ideal. Of course, that's before Germany turned Nazi. And high ethical ideals that they taught in university. And I want to know what Torah had to say about it. So, Rabbi Yerucham heard the whole speech. Told him, he said, fine, very good philosophy. But how many Chofetz Chaims have you ever produced? Very good philosophy. But is ever anyone who really lived that was the metzias of his life? Has he changed his life to become that? Well, that's something in a philosophical laboratory. This is the ideal. Exactly. You change, Torah gives you the tools to control your life. Mamele outlines what your midas are. And that is the ideal human being that you have to become. Now, and he begins by saying, when you do mitzvahs, which is the minimum, first you have to say, are you really doing mitzvahs? There's an important Ramban in Kedushin. Ramban in Kedushin, the end of the first parak, has a kasha. It says it in short version, the Ritva there expounds on it. Name of Rabbeinu HaGadol. Halacha is, Gadol ha-metzuva ve'olse, mi she'en ha-metzuva ve'olse. Sometimes metzuva ve'olse gets more schar. So Ramban says, makes no sense. Should be just the opposite. I voluntarily do the mitzvah. No, I didn't have to do the mitzvah. Ramban says, no. Every time I do a mitzvah, I do two things. The act itself is intrinsically important. Okay. But I'm also meshabed my rotzen to the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A metzuvah v'olse doesn't do that. He's not being meshabed himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the second level of a mitzvah. Accepting all Malchus Shemayim. And Rashi and Rosh Hashanah Kof Chasam and Aleph explains. The Gemara says, Mitzvah Lav Lahenas, Lisno, Lios Kiyum Hano, all El Tzavarim. I have to keep Shabbos whether it's convenient for me or not convenient for me. I make money or I don't make money. I have to keep Shabbos. That's it. And that's the only that is what all Malchus Shemayim after Mishabed my Ratzon. I think Shabbos is a wonderful idea, but this part of Shabbos stands in my way. Too bad. The idea of a mitzvah is the mitzvah, Mishabed my Ratzon to HaKadosh Baruch. Now, that's why a mitzvah has more schar. Because he's consciously saying, I'm doing it because I'm a Shabbat, whatever I want to, the will of HaKadosh Baruch. Now, when a person does mitzvahs, a lot of cheshbonos are in his mind. A lot of cheshbonos. What the first thing he says is, the minimum is doing mitzvahs, but even in doing mitzvahs, the madregis in the mitzvah itself, am I doing it l'shem shemayim, and then through a shiba to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm doing it for all sorts of things. All sorts of side benefits that I get. It's called Torah Samaisen. Now, and he says, Tohara Gemura. That is, besides being sincere, they should come mitoch an ahava tohora to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a burden. Sometimes, okay, I accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashim, but no, it's difficult. What can I do? I'm stuck. Remember once, after I wrote my book, Jewish Woman and Jewish Law, so I had to speak in a certain shul, a relatively quite modern Orthodox. And I spoke, I said what I did. There's a woman who raised her hand, and said to me, Rabbi, there's a major difference between you and me. So I said, what is it? She says, you're committed to Torah, I'm resigned to Torah. What does that mean? I'm stuck. I don't get an uplift from it. It doesn't connect me to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm stuck. I'm stuck with Shabbos. What can I do? I'm stuck with this. What can I do? Stuck. He says, so that person is telling me, yeah, I accept the shibud of Al Malchus Shemayim, but it's a burden and I don't get anything out of it. So Rabbi Noam Avraham Ben Aram says, first you have to accept the shibud. And second of all, if you understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and what mitzvahs do for you, so then you do it with the greatest joy in the world. But that's the second step. Yeah. Now, here, another thing, a difference between the Rambam and the Ramban. So, some people do mitzvahs simply. They're scared. They accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. They accept Schar Va'onesh. And more than the talk about Schar, it's an Onesh, and they're afraid. Right? So, is that good or bad? So, what does the Mishnah's Pirkei Avos say? Antognos Yisrocha, Antignos Yisrocha Rama. Shouldn't be Kavod and Mishamshim as a Rav Amadas Kavod Pras. Elo should be Avod and Mishamshim Rav because you want it. He's saying, my motivation has to be a connect. So, Rav Avraham follows the Rambam Perek Yud, Hilchos Tshuva. My motivation, once I'm a Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, my motivation has to be using mitzvahs to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not because I'm afraid I'm going to get slammed. Remember, once a certain quite wealthy Jew who went to see a certain Rebbe believed in his brachos and was afraid of his klalos. He believed he had a very special connection, this man to upstairs, and he was pulling all the strings upstairs. And when he went, this rabbi he went to see, looked at him, gave him a certain amount of money, and says, take out your check, we're going to write it. So, told him, you get a shribe, write the check. Then he asked me, so afterwards, he was talking with me. He says, can he count that towards his Meiser Tzedakah and not a Meiser Tzedakah? So I said, listen. Did you write that check because you believed in the cause? I wanted to support the cause. He said, no. When I was sitting there, I saw, if I write the check, my business will go up. If I don't write the check, I'll go bankrupt. That's what I said, so it was a business investment. And I knew it stuck. A lot of people. And there are two types of people, he says, mipachad onesh. And one is onesh b'olam hazeh, and the other is onesh haba. What everyone agrees on, Tignish Yisrochel said, is that the motivation should not be, listen, Pasuk says, if I give tzedakah, aseh b'shul tzasha. So if I do with this, my business will succeed. If I keep Shabbos, it's this and that. No. Has to be a desire to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What about being afraid of an onesh? You know, Mahaba? Ram says, if I totally understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and I have a desire through my mitzvahs to connect to him, so, of course, I believe there'll be a tzchar, but that's not my motivating factor. Ramban says, that's not a problem. What is Olam Haba? Olam Haba is not just, you know, the Arab way you get killed in a jihad, so the 70 psulas waiting for you in Olam Haba. Very primitive idea. No. It is when your neshama can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, and it finds its natural place then. So there's nothing wrong with that. And this is now he gets to what we call midas. First talking about Darchei Avodah. It says, this is the personality the Torah wanted you to develop in order to be able, your Avodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be on the highest pedestal. Rachmonus. Now, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Rachman. Pasuk says, Kel Rachman V'chanun. Kel Rachman Hashem Elokecha. Atu kill Chanun v'racha. He says, there are two things. Rama writes in Moron of Vuchan. There are many mitzvahs that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us to plant in us and build our Midas HaRachman. What is Midas HaRachman? Midas HaRachman is the ability to feel another human being's pain. Confront another human being, Tzelem Elokim. Can you feel his pain? Well, you don't feel his pain. If someone comes knocking on my door, it's darker. Do I feel his pain or I don't feel his pain? Do I see he's a human being? What's the problem? His suffering is my suffering. Because he's another Tzelem Elokim. Oh, he's a pain in the neck, get out of here. That is different ways of relating to human beings. But a lot of it has to do with the way you relate to yourself. So the Midas HaRachman is a very simple Midas HaRachman. The Midas HaRachman is, for instance, Lots of mitzvahs, Tzar Bali Chayim. Now, the Ramban and the Rambam both, right? What's the reason for Tzar Bal Chaim? The reason for Tzar Bal Chaim, a Kodesh Baruch Hu cares about animal suffering, or no? It's not a Kodesh Baruch Hu's concern. A Kodesh Baruch Hu's concern for human beings. But he knows that if I'm insensitive to an animal's suffering, I'm going to be insensitive to another human being's suffering as well. And all Rishonim Kima Pe'echa say, and I'll go through that with you. That's a shambling at the next time. That the reason for Tzar Bal Chaim is exactly that. To develop just a sensitive heart. So then when I confront another human being, that sensitive heart will feel another human being's pain. But if I see an animal suffering and it doesn't bother me, then I'm moving on a path and another human being's suffering won't bother me. So the Torah made mitzvahs, put things in there. Not so much because of Tzar Bal Chaim. And that's the difference between a world today and how they react to Tzar Bal Chaim and how we react to Tzar Bal Chaim. Tzar Bal Chaim today is your sense of human being. You have to care about an animal suffering. Why this? And if you take a look who the leaders of all the Tzar Bal Chaim are, they're generally people whose lives are, they want to live like behemoths, and therefore they identify with a behemoth so much. For them, a behemoth's suffering is their suffering. Not, we say, wait a second, no. I was created by Tzelem Elokim. Another human being is created by Tzelem Elokim. I have to feel his pain and suffering. But if I'm insensitive to animal suffering, I'll be insensitive to his suffering as well. That is a whole different way of looking at the world. Mitzvah Shembli Neder will continue next time.